Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Let's Slow Down podcast. In last week's episode with Angela Agronoff, we talked about finding the why behind what we do and how that makes all the difference. In decluttering life, our stuff and our schedules and everything else in between, we're more likely to develop a habit that sticks if we know the reason behind it all. This understanding brings everything into focus. However, it can be hard to truly uncover what your why is. The noise and all these distractions around us can cloud our vision and make things unclear. It's something I find I need to come back to again and again, like pretty much daily, every day. And I find I can do this best in the early morning. I want to talk about leveraging that time of day and how it can change your life. We are going to talk about morning routine today, specifically early morning routine. And full disclosure, I am not naturally a morning person, but with some intention, setting your alarm with a purpose in mind for the morning, I have found that that can change, and it has changed for me. Getting up and moving at this hour comes as a challenge to me, but when I take advantage of that precious quiet time before my house and the world outside wakes up, it 100% makes for a more intentional, fulfilling day, and I feel so much better than I do if I let myself hit snooze and inevitably end up playing catch up all morning or all day long. Because when I get up and practice my morning routine, which doesn't have to take a ton of time, it's intentional. I know my reason. Hal Elrod says, the key is to consciously decide every night to actively and mindfully create a positive expectation for the next morning. We'll talk more about Hal in a minute. This is extremely important to me because when I do this, I'm starting my day on my terms and spending some time connecting with myself and my values before the day gets going. It's become a powerful tool for me. One of the biggest luxuries in life, in my opinion, is a slow morning. I reserve the lazier ones for the weekends, but during the week, I can create a slow morning by intentionally waking earlier and fitting it in. Not getting out of bed and immediately rushing to get myself ready, get the rest of the family ready and where they need to be before I start work. It's a real game changer when you can do this. I don't like to rush. It creates anxiety and takes the fun out of pretty much everything. But when you oversleep and end up behind first thing, there's no choice sometimes but to be rushing through your day. So if I can avoid this, I try to. Ideally, I like to give myself a little time and space to wake up and get my thoughts together, have a little coffee or tea, and move a little bit before I need to start getting ready and tackling the day. It doesn't necessarily take long, and I love the fact, and I'm really proud of myself on the days that I do it because I'm truly investing in myself. This is the ultimate form of self-care, in my opinion. I like to have at least 20 to 30 minutes, but I've done it in less time, and it still works. It still makes an impact. I find I'm more awake and refreshed when I do my morning routine. It invigorates my mind, makes me feel more alive and excited about the day. I've read a ton of books on this topic, as I'm sure it's no surprise that there's a bunch out there, and many successful people all have the early riser thing in common. They attribute it to their success. People such as Jeff Bezos, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Benjamin Franklin, Tony Robbins, and so many more have proclaimed themselves to be morning people and have morning routines. Do a Google search on this afterwards. It's really interesting what you'll find in regards to all the connections of success and wake up time. One book in particular has been very influential to me, and today I want to talk about The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. It was published in 2012, and it has grown into a worldwide movement. The concept of The Miracle Morning revolves around the idea of dedicating a portion of the early morning hours to a set of personalized activities that promote self-improvement and empowerment. Yes. More than 1 million copies have been sold, translated into dozens of languages, and it's all centered around 6 essential practices that Hal recommends you make part of your morning routine. Hal says it's the not-so-obvious secret guaranteed to change your life. It's helped me and thousands of other people out there ignite clarity and energy into the day. I want to share some of my takeaways from The Miracle Morning and a little bit about it. The book is very inspiring and motivating if you're looking to start or shake up your morning routine. And I found it to be super helpful in my own life. During my knee surgery recovery, I also watched the documentary, which I didn't even know existed. But it's out there and I highly recommend it. It shows how millions of people are transforming their lives simply by changing how they start their day. Hal is such a bright light in this world, and he's partnered with experts in many fields, such as parents and families, couples, writers, teachers, entrepreneurs, real estate agents, millionaires, and many more to create additional Miracle Morning books that are specific to those fields. So interesting and worth the read. I've read a couple of them so far, and there's more on my list. So all of them include the 6 essential practices, and Hal uses the acronym SAVERS, which stands for the S is silence, the A stands for affirmations, V, visualization, E, exercise, R, reading, and the S stands for scribing or journaling. So The Miracle Morning says you change your life with these life savers. There's 6 simple, powerful, effective, and time-tested personal development practices. So I'm going to go through each of these. The first is silence. Silence decreases anxiety and stress while increasing happiness and focus. I love sitting in silence. Silence is so golden. But in the early morning, I find this one helpful to do with a meditation app. Otherwise, I kind of fall back asleep. I like the free app Insight Timer. It lets you choose the length of time you have. So you can go in, I usually choose like 5 minutes. And from there, you can browse a large library of meditations. You can do a guided meditation or there's music. And just pick something that speaks to you. I have a few bookmarked, but a lot of times I like to change it up. There are tons of meditations specifically made for the morning. It's a beautifully calm way to start your day mindfully. So the A stands for affirmations, which improve self-esteem and self-confidence. If you've never practiced affirmations before, you think this is like a silly concept, don't dismiss them. It's a very powerful concept, actually. Hal recommends that you read or listen to affirmations daily to absorb their powerful messages. You can craft your own or find something that speaks to you online. There are many out there. And if you look up Miracle Morning affirmations, you'll find so many to choose from. Hal has level 10 success affirmations, which are pretty cool. They focus on self-confidence, health, relationships, financial success, and overcoming adversity. Affirmations are important because, think about it, we don't always talk nicely, positively, or kindly to ourselves. We can be really self-critical and really hard and sometimes mean to ourselves the way we talk. I know I can be. Practicing affirmations can open up a healthy habit to treat yourself better, to treat yourself right, and send your brain and your heart the kind messages they need to hear that will support you better throughout your day. So affirmations, don't discount them. They are powerful. Next is V, visualization. Visualization is rehearsing in your mind, performing at your best. Imagine what you want to achieve and mentally rehearse what you'll need to do to achieve it. Make sure you use all your senses in this visualization exercise for maximum effect. Sight, sound, taste, smell, touch. include them all so that you really bring your vision to life. In your mind, envision yourself as the person who has achieved all your hopes and dreams. We'll call her your future self here. How does your future self look, feel? What does she do? How does she carry herself throughout the day? Really picture it and feel it to bring that to life for real. Remember, our life is all a creation of our mind. Truly believe that you can accomplish your dreams, that you are meant to live a full life of love, abundance, great possibility, opportunity, and success. Don't sell yourself short. This is the first step to making it all happen. I really do believe that. Hal says the biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams. And this starts by visualizing it. What is the life of your dreams? Some of us don't even know. So give yourself the time and space to think about that and then really picture it in your mind. The E stands for exercise. Exercise increases energy and physical well-being. So we all know there's a ton of benefits to exercise. Our bodies are made to move. Moving can be incredibly helpful to get our creative juices flowing and to wake us up. We need to move all day long, but incorporating some type of movement in the morning is especially helpful. It's helpful for hormonal balance and can relieve tension and promote relaxation, which is all a great foundation for your day. This can also lead to a better night's sleep. So you called it, this then promotes a better morning. I love how it's all connected and it really can make such a difference, such an impact in your whole 24 hours. Moving on to the R in savers, it's reading. One of my favorites. Learn how to change any area of your life. I think it's amazing how people pour years of experience and life lessons into books. So for the price of a book and the time it takes to read it, you can learn so much. Save yourselves years by learning from people who have gone before you and do what you want to do. I heard something recently where they said, you know, if you want to go down a certain path, then learn and talk to someone who's returning from that path, who's already walked that path. It's smart, it's efficient, and fun. That's why I'm so fascinated by self-improvement books. I love learning from others that I admire. There is so much more information at our fingertips these days than ever before. And you can even fit this one in by listening to an audiobook on your morning commute. So what do you want to learn? What do you want to do? I am sure there are tons of books out there waiting to teach you. So do not leave out the R for reading each morning. And finally, the S, scribing. Reflect, track your progress, and cultivate gratitude. Scribing is basically journaling, but I think an S word fit better in the acronym SAVERS. So the final piece here is to spend a few minutes journaling. I often write down a Bible verse that speaks to me from my morning prayer and meditation, or a quote from the self-development book that I'm reading, my goals, or anything that's on my mind. I find it so helpful to unclutter my brain, getting all those thoughts out on paper. We've discussed the benefits of gratitude on this podcast before, and making a gratitude list each morning is a powerful, very positive way to promote well-being and start the day feeling good. And for more on gratitude, I did a whole episode. It was number 41 with Dr. Peggy DeLong. She calls herself the gratitude psychologist. Lots of great information about gratitude and its benefits in episode 41. And also episode 49 addresses gratitude as well. So feel free to go back and check those out if you haven't listened yet. So there is your miracle morning in a nutshell. To recap, the six elements of Hal Elrod's lifesavers are silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. There are many ways to create a morning routine, and this is just one of them that's worked for millions out there. I know I've mentioned ways that I incorporate the savers into my morning, but I want to share a detailed look at next week's guest's morning routine. In next week's episode, you will meet Jean Collins. Jean is an author, entrepreneur, and interior designer who wrote the book, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. She wrote the book with the goal of inspiring more people to live life to the fullest. And she's on a mission to encourage people to live their best lives. And this all starts from the moment we wake up, the moment we open our eyes. I can't wait to share our conversation next week. Definitely encourage you to check that one out. But for now, I will share her morning routine. Jean shared her morning routine with me, and it goes like this. After I get up and take care of the dogs, which includes going outside with them for a quick dose of fresh air and sunshine when the sun is out, which I have read is very good to do first thing in the morning, I then have warm water with lemon, about 16 ounces of it, and make a matcha tea. Then I go and journal, meditate, and post on Instagram. A strange combination, she says, but I find I can enjoy Instagram if done while I'm in my special reading chair after meditating. Then I work out. I work out every day. It varies from weights 4 days a week to bar class, the elliptical, or a walk. Many days I try to fit in weights plus 30 minutes of movement, such as walking on my walking pad under my desk, walking outside, or on the elliptical. I average 11,000 steps a day, and I am a strong proponent in the power of moving for overall health. Then the workday begins. Jean mentions that she also intermittently fasts every day. So she stops eating around 8 p.m. at night, and she doesn't normally eat again until about noon. And she shared that it used to be about 10 a.m., but her body has gotten so used to it that she can easily go until noon or 1 before eating. And fitting all her calories into an 8-hour period has really helped her stay lean and fit. And she's not hungry now until about noon each day. She says the body is such an amazing thing when you get in tune with it and how it works best. Thank you for sharing how you start your day, Jean. And if you, my lovely listener, has a morning routine that you love, I would love to hear about it. I would love for us to share this on Instagram. It fascinates me, and we can all learn from each other. So I'm going to make a post today for us to all share. Let's start a conversation about this and up-level our mornings right now. What a great way to start the spring. So if you already have a morning routine or you wish to start one, I hope you found some inspiration in this episode. Developing yourself is the most powerful tool in the world. And if you wait until later in the day, a lot of times it won't happen because, you know, life gets in the way. I want to remind you that you are worth it. You owe it to yourself to start the day on your own terms, whatever that looks like to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.